a business trip the other day up New York town for a stay, just a couple of days to do a job, make some money for my mob. I got a wife, 4 kids, 3 cats. I had my warrant removed. Now I don't do any hard rambling, I don't do any hard gambling. I go by jet, it ain't no sweat, way up yonder the deep blue sky. In blue seats with blue swizzle sticks and blue bloods. Why, getting there's more than half the fun. You're airborne, just a 20-mile run. Light up a cigarette, don't worry about the ash. They'll tell you what to do in the case of crash. Just lean back, listen to the music, watch movies, think about air disasters. I got to JFK at NYC and I took this friend along with me. We drove uptown through the Queens. I wanted to show him the World Fair scenes and the Bowery and Harlem, Greenwich Village, folk singers. Now up Manhattan they're having a drought. I don't know what it's all about, but a waitress can be fine and thrown out the door, serving a glass of water twern asked for. They're dry, very dry. They drink dry martinis without the martinis. Now down in the Bowery they sleep on the walks, they drink cheap booze and they mumble and talk, and they got dirt all over their clothes. When you pass by better hold your nose, cause they're dirty. My friend was depressed. He said they were oppressed. I think they ought to get off their asphalt roads and go to work. In a parking building there stands a machine. It spits out a ticket and it sounds real mean. It buzzes and grinds and flashes lights. Pretty bad take on a lonesome night. And it grinds at you. And it buzzes at you. And it spits out a ticket at you. And it says, so New York City, I visit, you're good, but I wouldn't live in you if I could. For a thinking man, you might be all right, provided you like to get mugged every night by thugs, juvenile delinquents, and parking machines that go. So New York City, I'm a leaving you. New York City, that's my opinion of you too.